So today we're talking about lunar games you can play on the Lunar New Year. So you might have friends who are celebrating it in whatever place you are in the world. And today, I was going to say, we're going to start with Antoine first.
Okay, so just a little bit of background. We are trying this new format where we divide the show in two, and I understood that we were doing it in two different days, and in the end, we are not. So I haven't prepared anything. So I'm gonna go back to what I like most, and it's sales. So recommending, at least, I don't know if it's available for you guys in Asia, but in North America, Green Man Gaming. Go on the Green Man Gaming website and gonna get a lot of good sales. So for instance, my backlog, for instance, I had the Tiny Tina Wonderlands. If you like Borderlands, this one is supposed to be a very good game. It's down 57%. If there was a Midnight, is it DC? I see Wolverine.
Marvel, Marvel.
Anyway, Marvel, yeah. Okay, yeah, and I was thinking of Gotham Knights actually. So now the Midnight Sun, which is a pretty recent game, is at 47% off. You have plenty of very good games that I quite recommend. So go take a look at this. Green Man Gaming, they are doing a special lunar, they call it the Lunar Star Deal. So basically, Lunar New Year sale. And yeah, start doing your shopping and put even more game into your backlog.
But yeah, no, it looks like there's lots of great sales on here. So these are what, Steam keys, basically?
Yes, exactly. Usually it's Steam keys. You buy it. I usually go to Instant Gaming, but Green Man Gaming, it's legit. It's not where the key is. Not this works. Just when you buy, just make sure that you are buying the US or European or whatever version you need. Because if you buy a European version for and you're like me, that's not gonna work. You can get refunded. And I haven't tried on Green Man Gaming, but Instant Gaming, the refund is always smooth. So this is a good website when Steam is not doing sale. So you can go it. Blindly, that's fine. Just to shop and be happy. It's not going to be the same mess as Adam and Forspoken.
Yes, I'll put in a story about that. As a friend of mine, a childhood friend of mine, wanted to play Age of Empires 4 online. I went to one of the CD key websites and I'm like, okay, this is 300 Taiwanese dollars different. Let me buy it. And lo and behold, this game gives you the game for that cheap price. So, like, at what, say, $10 or $5, whatever it is. And but it's with a whole entirely new Steam account. So you cannot play this game with your original Steam account. So I just, no, screw that. I'm too tired for that. So that was a waste of, I think I ended up paying like $30 or something like that. Yep, that was a waste of that. Sorry, go ahead.
That's it. It's just, I said my piece already. Sorry, it was far too short, but
No
that's how
worries.
it is.
Then I'll jump on that and I'll mention that Lunar New Year sales are going on for a bunch of games. Steam has them, Epic Game Store has them. If you're looking for some gaming deals, of course, the Switch has them as well. Keep an eye out for that. I have Humankind sitting in my shopping cart that I'm gonna purchase after this. But yeah. Okay, Adam, why don't you go?
All right, well, I'll start with the first one. Genshin Impact is doing an event, not today, but over Chinese New Year. And I thought that this was actually pretty cool because they're actually doing a legitimate whole event. Most games are just doing skins and things like that, and just playing lip service to it. But it kind of makes sense. MiHoYo is, or I guess they're, what is it, just HoYoverse now? They're a Chinese company, so it makes sense that they would put a lot of effort into this. So this New Year event is actually a bunch of smaller events. And so they have, let's see, it's called the Lantern Rite Festival. So it's actually more about Lantern Festival, which is, I think, what, at the end of Chinese New Year, basically, or the end of Lunar New Year, at least in Chinese culture. But they're doing multiple events. They're doing Paper Theater, Radiant Sparks, Vigilance at Sea, and Behind the Scenes event. So basically, yeah, you just go into the game, you reach a certain point, and then you do have to unlock some of them. So you do have to complete, at least you have to have Adventure Rank 28. You have to complete Chapter 1, Act 3, A Star New Approaches on the Archon Quest. But then after that, you can go to the Lee Harbor and do, yeah, some of these events. So if you are looking for, I think as far as Chinese New Year events go, this is probably going to be one of the more authentic kind of events that we get. A lot of times you have, say, Apex or something like that, or maybe even The Sims, where you have a either Western perspective on what the Lunar New Year is, something like an Apex, so they have this kind of idea, or something like The Sims, where they're just trying to create a general Lunar New Year where it's not specific to any one culture, it's just a general thing. It's kind of like here what people think of when they think of Halloween or Christmas, right? They have this kind of like general idea, but it's not like an authentic Christmas. It's their interpretation of Christmas. And I think a lot of times when you get these New Year's events, a lot of times it's not going to be an authentic thing. It's going to be like a Western interpretation of it, right? What we see with the dragon dances and that sort of thing. But given that HoYoverse is a Chinese company, I think that this is probably going to be a little bit more in line with, or at least sensitive to some of the traditions that they do actually experience over there and things like that. And they are still going to stylize it because they want it to appeal to a Western market. But yeah, I think that they're putting a lot more effort into this than probably most games are. And so I thought that, yeah, that should be featured, right? Yeah.
I agree. I know Roblox as well. Like you mentioned, just doing something for a new game my partner plays, which is not Roblox, which is Adopt Me, which is part of Roblox. But yeah, they're just doing like that game for Lunar New Year is you collect lanterns. And yeah, and I mentioned, yeah, Lantern Festival is 1 week from this week Sunday. So it'll be on February 5th, whenever February 5th is for you in the world. So yeah, I totally agree. It's for some games, it's just something there, but it definitely looks like Genshin's doing something special.
Do you know if Final Fantasy 14 is doing it? Usually they are really
good.
They
do an event every year. And again, theirs is going to be slightly different because being a Japanese game, they're going to be approaching it from the Japanese perspective. And I think the Lunar New Year in Japan is used to be a big deal, but I think now it's all under the wayside as they've been more westernized. But they are doing an event. Basically, I think this is Final Fantasy 14's 13th year. So for every previous year, they would do a quest and basically you can get a little, you know, it's a little samurai helmet with the animal on top. Here, since I think they've completed all the animals, you can get a suit of armor. So it's so you can have a suit of armor that's going to match all your little hats as you've collected throughout the year. So
is that good fun? Is this?
Yeah. So actually this one looks really good because you have the full set of samurai armor. Yeah. Looks pretty good.
Ah, nice.
Yeah. So I've already done that one. I think it ends relatively soon because they did it as a New Year event. So they actually started it around January 1st. So it is a Lunar New Year event, but I think they typically time it for the Solar New Year, because that's when Japan celebrates the Solar New Year. It celebrates New Year's Solar New Year.
Okay.
God, I had to think about what the Solar New Year actually means. I'm like, oh yeah, that's what it means.
It means the sun. Which actually, the Chinese New Year, or most, I think, Lunar New Years, at least in East Asia, are Lunar, what was it, Lunisolar? They follow the sun and the moon. So that's a topic for a different...
It is indeed. Okay. My first game for the New Year is, I took this as another way because, again, I don't really play games that have Lunar New Year events. I've given up on multiplayer games after last year's Battlefield 5 fiasco. And it's not Battlefield 5's fault. It's just me not enjoying it. I'm like, oh God, this is such a waste of time. Just because it's the same problem of playing a game, dying and respawning. I'm like, yep, I'm not getting enjoyment out of this. I chose Overcooked 2 All You Can Eat, I think, which is the last expansion of Overcooked 2 until they make Overcooked 3 come out eventually, which I'm sure will be though I've heard rumors that there is never going to be a Switch Pro or something anymore in 2023 because of the state of economies. And you've seen lots of stuffs about that, but we won't get into the negative news. But yeah, Lunar New Year, right? Or any New Year or any event, right? A long weekend is the time you go, you spend time with family. So I chose this game because it's really fun. I think it's even more fun with people who are not competitive, because if you are competitive, you're going to complain about, hey man, this is too slow, or, oh, why are you doing this? Oh, come on, you suck, that sort of stuff. So generally speaking, you should try to play this with patient people and people who are not like very critical, because sometimes people can get a bit burnt by, I don't know what the English word is anymore, but
toxic.
God, yes, that's what it is. Yes. Toxic about the way you play and stuff. Like I played this in English class before. I'm not at the school Adam and I used to work at before, but another school. And it was really, but unfortunately, friends, originally people who were friends, got really toxic with each other, and I had to stop because they were like, come on, man, we're only got this score because you're too slow. Do you not understand what the words coming out of my mouth? Stuff like that. But yeah, really fun, really simple. So it's great for, even if you have somebody who's 6 years old and maybe they don't speak English or they don't speak Chinese or something like that, like they can get into this game. And it's something I highly recommend. Doesn't have to be the Switch. I'm pretty sure this is on pretty much every single platform except mobile. Cool. And then I guess we're getting back to Adam then.
All right. Sticking with the, I guess I can get the last one last since that one's a little bit slower. But basically, I wanted to feature a game that I think is not necessarily a video game, Mahjong. So I've been playing a lot this Chinese New Year, and I've been losing a lot of money, which seems to happen every year. I know how to play. I'm decent at it, but unfortunately, my family is really good at it. So by comparison, I end up losing a lot of money. Yeah, but anyway, this is Mahjong Time. It looks a little dated. That might be because it's from 2012, but apparently this is one of the better Mahjong games out there. Usually when people in the West hear a Mahjong game, it's a tile matching thing. This is authentic Mahjong. This is the actual game. And the other good thing about this is they have different versions of it. So you can get the Hong Kong version of Mahjong. You can get a Japanese style, Taiwan style. So there are different styles of Mahjong. And that's one of the problems that I've had. Like, for instance, they have Mahjong in Final Fantasy XIV, but it is Ricci Mahjong, which is the Japanese version of the game. And I do not understand the rules of that game because I'm going through it and I'm like, all right, I win. It's like, no, you don't. Why don't I win? It's because you don't. Yeah, and so I'm like, why can't I do that? So basically, from what I've heard, people talking online, the difference is in the Japanese version of the game, you need to have specific kinds of hand. Basically, in the Taiwanese version, you need to basically have all your tiles as part of a set. Once every tile is part of a set, then you win. But in the Japanese version, you have to have basically like a hand like you would in poker. If you don't have a hand that of a certain value, then you don't win. And then there are other rules, like if you've ever discarded a tile, you can't win using that same tile if you get it again later. Yeah, so there's a whole bunch of rules. Not quite sure what's going on there, but anyway, if you are interested in Mahjong Time, it's free, I believe, to download, and that'll be a way that you can learn to play the authentic game. So yeah,
Anton, do you know how to play Mahjong?
Oh, yes, there's Mahjong every month. Of course, you guys know, but my wife is Chinese. My best friend is French, but his wife is Chinese. We have plenty of Chinese wife around, meeting every month for a big Mahjong party. I have a couple of sets upstairs. And I have been forced to play Mahjong as well quite a few times. And there's always a different rules. Okay, so remember the three tiles? So now you need to have at least one in it, or a nine, I don't remember. Same game, but different rule. And you have to have a pair of the same tiles. And so same game, 20 different rules, depends who you're playing with. But it's very fun.
Nice. I will say this is one thing Adam is much better at me at is this, because I learned many years ago, and I've just totally forgotten and never played since. And I've always wanted to learn, but it's never been on the list of priorities when the holidays come about.
I'd say learn Taiwan style. I think that's the easiest. And from what I've heard, too, is the other versions are typically more defensive, whereas the Taiwanese version is purely, like, finish as quickly as you can. So it's more offensive. Because of that, you don't have to, like, think about what other people are dropping and what. So probably easier.
Very cool. Okay, then I'll go, since we have about 9 minutes left on this infamous Google timer. Yeah, I'm going to talk about Keep Talking and Nobody Explodes, which is still one of my favorite. It is my favorite VR game that I played. How many cell phones ago? This would have been like 5 cell phones ago when Samsung VR first came out. And I was like, this game is just awesome. It's fun. But it requires a lot of reading in English because there's so many different rules and there's so many different types of bombs and stuff. And there's a lot of talking. But this is a game you don't have to play it in VR. It works on a Switch. It works on an iPad. It works on your cell phone. It's a cool game for people who are a bit... intellectual is the wrong word, because I'm not intellectual. Like Adam and Antoine, definitely on another level. They're like stuff. But like this game is just like, it's like a fun game if you like the intense situations. You can role play a little bit in a sense, but a really cool, fun game. Like this looks like a two-player game, but as you can see, it's like there's three people looking at the bomb manual because it is a good 100-page thing that you don't have to print out anymore. But back in the day, you had to print it out. But yeah, you print it out, you share it out between people, and you have one guy with the VR headset, chapter, and if you are in VR, or just looking at the iPad, they're like, hey, no, this is what it is. A lot of talking, a lot of description. This looks great in Chinese if you're practicing your Chinese as well, and can really can make some intense feelings come up. But yeah, it's another really cool, fun game to play with a group of people. Like I said, I would even say this at a minimum, two people, of course, one person doing the bomb, one person has the manual. That's really hard for the person who has the manual because there's a lot of stuff to read through. I would say it's much better, as the trailer suggests, for those people watching it. One guy who's diffusing it, three people or more looking at it. I would even say you could go up to 5 or 6 people and spreading the manual out like between sections. Yep, another good suggestion. Really cheap as well. Like, this game goes on sale all the time. I would even say if you have a PSVR, I know it's on there. I would say this is much better in VR than just like holding up an iPad. So even like a cheap Google, like cardboard VR solution, that would work. And I give us this go that way.
This is a very fun game, but I don't see how you can play more than two people because, again, you need a lot of organization here. Because how can you do this while learning Chinese? There's a single just miscommunication and the bomb explode. So there's a red one here.
That's the fun. That's I say intense feelings when it comes out.
Yeah, it's very intense. Even if you know the language very well, it's a lot of puzzle solving that can be quite. It is quite tricky, especially as you have more and more mini games into it.
Yes, exactly. Yeah,
I can see you two guys play that.
I was gonna say we really need to do like these Lunar New Year episodes in Chinese, right? Because we're all together with Chinese speaking people. No, dude, we should totally try. Because I know Adam's Chinese ability is way better than what it is, and you've been married to a Chinese woman for a long time.
Me, I don't speak a word of Chinese.
You speak a little bit because I heard you.
Wait, okay, but I heard.
You know a word of Chinese.
I know a word of Chinese, same as German. And
all right, let's do Adam's last game.
Oh, okay, my last one's not really so much a game as it is just a slideshow here of various events in games. As I said before, a lot of games are going to be doing events. So here we just have a slideshow of Overwatch, Rocket League, Apex Legends, and League of Legends. League of Legends, Apex, and Overwatch basically are just skins that you can unlock as you play through the game. Apex does have kind of an event, so you can do some, not questing, fulfill some certain things that you need to do, and then you can unlock some of these things. And Rocket League actually has not only some new cars and stuff like that, but they actually have a new arena as well. So there's a special for the event. And yeah, I just figured, you know what, these are relatively popular games right now, so not give them a shout out.
They are definitely popular, and thanks for putting together the slideshow as well. That must have taken a little bit of time, I would imagine.
Human. I only have four slides.
No, that's cool. And yeah, as Adam mentioned, like a lot of the multiplayer games, if it's a live service game, they probably will have an event, so do check that out. Lunar New Year is ending technically on Sunday in Taiwan anyway. In different countries, it might be extended or might have already ended, so please keep that in mind. But generally speaking, these events typically go on for like a week or so, I'd imagine. Yes, and then I think on the last 3 minutes, I will skip my last game because it is not actually a game. We'll go with that. Guys, any final thoughts? See, that's why I really think Antoine's Chinese is probably just like Adam. Like, I remember, like, our coworkers, he's like, Adam's Chinese is just... And then I remember I heard Adam speaking Chinese. One time I was at his house for some reason, and he came out with a long pieces of talking, and I'm like, holy mother, Adam's Chinese is actually really good.
I think you dreamed that.
I might have dreamed that as a distinct possibility in my old age.
I think my wife and her friends, it's not that good.
I also want to remind people as well, like this is the year of hacks and stuff. So if you were a LastPass user like I was, I just recently changed my passwords for everything. LastPass was hacked last year. They took the entire database of everyone's passwords who is stored there. So if you're using an online password manager, please be careful. While Adam was talking today, I was just literally logging into my Steam. I'm like, oh God, yes, I changed my Steam password this week. So yeah, please be careful of hacks and please be safe. Make sure you have two-factor authentication on all your gaming accounts, Steam included. If you have three-factor, go for three-factor as well. That is the safest way to be safe. And yep, so if you like the two episodes, let us know. This is what we'll be going to be doing, going for at least 2 to 3 months to get us some data and see how things go. God, I can't speak. And yep, stay tuned for next week. And next week, we will either do a trending episode show or unless the guys have any other ideas in the last 2 minutes or so. Cool. So next week, we'll see what's going to happen. At least a trending episode show, if not something else. And then we will talk to you guys a little later.